The suffering of Gazans continued due to the closure of Rafah International Crossing Point, Gaza's only gate to the outside world, which has been closed since last June. These people gathered today in an endless series of protests at the Palestinian side of the crossing. Some of them brought their luggage hoping to be allowed to cross, while others chanted slogans appealing to Arab leaders and the international community to end this tragedy.
I'm a woman trapped with my two kids in Gaza for more than 3 months so far. We live in Germany, but I came to visit my family. We urge the international community, the United Nations, and all freedom-loving people to help us reopen the crossing and allow us to move freely without restrictions.
I came to visit my family before the closure of the crossing, but I'm stranded here unable to leave Gaza. The company which I work for in Emirates warned me that if I cannot return to my work within 2 weeks, then I will lose my job. We urge the international community to intervene to end the collective punishment and end our suffering.
Among them, thousands of students who study abroad and miss the first semester, and others need urgent medical operations outside Gaza because of the lack of medical equipment and facilities. Some others who work abroad or married to foreign nationals and came to visit their families are also trapped, and their visas have expired.
Obviously, you see the gathering behind me. Those people and myself, we are gathering here to tell the world that the border, the five different borders in Gaza Strip are still closed. The people have no kind of exit to leave Gaza at the moment. Our message is actually we'd like to have a real effect on the Israeli government to open the border and to have a solution for us.
I did not see my father since 5 months. I miss him so much. I also miss the enrollment at my school in Saudi Arabia.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip hope that efforts be exerted to reopen the Rafah border crossing, to end their suffering, to leave the big prison which locked by Israel, and to breathe and taste freedom. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are deprived of their basic right of free movement and traveling out and into the Gaza Strip, as Rafah International Crossing Point is still closed for more than 5 months. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, from Rafah International Point in the southern Gaza Strip.